Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 10, 9-17, Paul's letter to the church in Rome, chapter 10, verse 9-17. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. My theme for reflection is faith comes by hearing, but are we listening? Faith comes by hearing, but are we listening? There is an old story about a man stranded on his roof during a flood. As the waters rose, he prayed, God, please save me. A few minutes later, a neighbor came by in a canoe. Hop in, the neighbor called. No, thanks, the man said. God will save me. A little while later, a rescue team arrived with a boat. Come on, we will take you to safety. Again, the man refused. God will save me, he insisted. Finally, a helicopter hovered above, lowering a rope. Once again, he waved them off. God will save me. Eventually, the waters overtook him and he drowned. When he got to heaven, he asked, God, why didn't you save me? And God replied, I sent you a canoe, a boat, and a helicopter. What more were you waiting for? Sometimes the problem isn't that God is not speaking, but that we are not listening. In Romans 10, 9-17, Paul reminds us that faith comes through hearing the word of Christ. Salvation is available to all. But how can people believe if they never hear? And how can they hear if no one tells them? The message of the gospel is proclaimed, but are we paying attention? Paul makes it clear that the good news is simple. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is the heart of our faith. Yet, just as the man on the roof ignored every rescue attempt, many people today ignore the gospel when it is right in front of them. Think about how we teach children. If you wanted to teach a child how to fish, you wouldn't just hand them a fishing pole and walk away. You would speak, instruct, demonstrate, and patiently guide them. Faith is like that. It comes through teaching, through hearing, through encountering the truth of God's word. But here is the challenge. Are we making sure people hear it? And are we ourselves truly listening? Do we treat the gospel as background noise, something we acknowledge but don't let transform us? Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said, one act of obedience is better than 100 sermons. Faith is not just about hearing the word, it is about responding to it. Paul's words also remind us of our responsibility. If faith comes by hearing, then we must be the ones who share the message. It is easy to assume that someone else will do it, the pastor, the missionary, the theologian. But Paul's words aptly apply to all of us, We are the ones God sends. We are the voices through which others may hear the life-giving words of Jesus. So let us not be like the man on the roof, waiting for something dramatic while ignoring the truth right in front of us. Let us open our ears to hear God's word afresh. Let us speak boldly so that others may hear and believe, because in the end, faith doesn't come from seeing grand miracles. It comes from hearing the simple, powerful truth of Jesus Christ. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how often do I truly listen to God's word, allowing it to shape my faith and actions? Number two, who in my life needs to hear the gospel, and how can I share it with them? Lord, thank you for the gift of your word. Help me to listen with an open heart and to respond with faith. Give me the courage to share your message with those who need to hear it. May my words and my life reflect the truth of your love and salvation. Use me, Lord, to be a messenger of your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.